Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's continue their study on the essentials to reaping your harvest. Believe the word, sow the word, reap your harvest. Now, here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George Pearson's is here this week talking to us about being blessed.
Amen.
How to reap your harvest this week. Glory
Praise
to God.
God.
How to reap. Harvest belongs to us. If we've sown,
We
should reap.
That's right.
Glory to God.
That's right. You know, Gloria, first of all, let me mention that all of these notes are available to you online.
That is so generous of you,
George. Go to kcm.org, click on the great picture of Gloria and me up there, and then it'll take you right to where the notes are. You can print them out. You can print out as many as you want to and give them to as many people as you want to. We want to get
That's
them
right.
out there. You know, Gloria, every so often I'll check websites and just see what's going on. I'll Google something like 50 Days of Prosperity or something like that. And we have, there are websites out there, ministries that have actually taken these outlines and taken these videos and put them on their website.
Well,
and
good.
They have their people watching them, studying them along with
Praise
it.
So, God.
word awesome. Is getting out. Word is out.
Hallelujah.
It's God's will for us to prosper.
Oh, man. That internet's something else, isn't it?
It really is. Gets the word out there. And so these 2 weeks, Gloria, we're talking about how to reap your harvest.
Praise God.
I am so excited.
I'm excited
about this,
for you to
this
be
subject.
Here.
And
this
you know,
is 147.
147 days.
150. That's what they said on the reservation when they were putting out the chairs. And that was the only number they knew, but
That's
Ken
right.
didn't realize
150.
That. That's right. Okay.
So we're talking about
147 days of prosperity.
How to reap
Think
your
of
harvest.
What you've given to
that's
us.
That's a body of work, but the great thing about it is I've been able to research your material, and I've been there. See, I've been here for 38 years. I came here
As a
to
child.
Work at Kenneth Copeland Ministries when it was 9 years old. Not when I was nine. It was 9 years old.
Praise God.
You'd already been in the ministry 9 years when I came on the scene.
We hadn't grown all that much when
well,
you got here. Maybe you were the thing that helped us grow.
I never thought about that. When I came, you all were just going on radio.
Oh, that was way back.
The Lord spoke to Brother Copeland and said to get this uncompromised word of faith out on every
available
voice. And
how
that's
interesting.
That's exactly what I came into when I stepped into the ministry. So you guys had started on radio, and we had 12 people on staff at the time. Let's see. Jan, George,
12 people
Terry,
on staff.
And there were some others that
Counting
were on
Ken
staff.
Ken and me.
Ken and you. 12 of us.
Wow.
On staff. And so all that to say, I have been a student of the Word of God
Amen.
Under you and Kenneth for all of these years, and that's where all of this comes from.
Praise
and I
God.
So appreciate what you have taught me and taught the body of Christ. You really have brought us to a new level, and of all the families in all the places in all the world, the Lord brought me here.
Well, we are so glad. You've been an extreme blessing, and you're still being a blessing.
And I came here.
Glory to God.
And I was hungry, and you fed me. I was nearly naked, and you clothed me. You remember the pants that I had.
I remember those short breeches you had that were about 3 inches above your ankle, seems like.
And look at me now. Look how I...
You've got a nice suit, nice
yes.
clothes.
And my pants go right down to my shoes.
How about that, George?
And I've learned...
You adapted.
I have adapted. I have adapted. We've been learning, Gloria, that it is not only our responsibility to sow seed, it's our responsibility to reap the harvest.
That's right. We have to sow and reap.
That's right. And when this really came to light, I mean, it was like a wake-up call to me in 1999 when Brother Keith Moore came to our church and he shared a word from the Lord for our church that God was grieved and bothered with us.
Listen to this. It is possible to sow a great crop and leave it in the field.
That's it.
We have
that's
to
it.
Harvest.
Gloria, that's exactly what God was bothered with. that we had sowed, but we have not reaped our harvest. And from that moment on, I made it a major study in my life to study on this subject of how to reap your harvest.
Praise God.
I got Brother Keith's series on rules of reaping.
Yeah, that was excellent.
It's available on
excellent.
More Life Ministries website. It's still out there. I listened to that. I read the scriptures. I studied it out and listened to other things that you and Kenneth have preached about. And really, what we're doing on this broadcast these 2 weeks, for me, it's been 15 years of preparation. It took me 15 years to prepare for this series.
Praise God. Well, we appreciate getting it.
So what we've been talking about, we started this yesterday, Gloria. We talked about three essentials for a great harvest. And let's begin with the scripture. And I got this from the Faith to Faith devotional. July the 9th. You need to get that Faith to Faith devotional.
July
it's available online. I just so appreciate reading the Word of God every day, the scriptures, and then the things that you and Kenneth have written in there. But on July the 9th, he wrote a devotional called Keep the Weeds Out. And the scripture that he used was here in Mark chapter 4 and verses 26 through 29. And it says, so is the kingdom of God. S-O-W.
So is it.
So is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground. So we see here in this verse 26, it's the man that sowed. Mm-hmm. Verse 27, he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knows not how. Well, we see in verse 27, it's God that gives the increase. The man sowed, God gives the increase, as we see here in verse 28. For the earth brings forth the fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. Now, here is the key, Gloria, that we're looking at in this verse 29. When the fruit is brought forth, in other words, when the harvest is ripe, when
harvest
the harvest
time.
Is ready, immediately, he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. And the whole principle of this here is that it is the man that sows. We sow, whatever it is that we sow finances, we sow time, we sow money, we sow effort.
Love.
Good. We sow love. And then the earth brings forth, or rather God brings forth the fruit, and then we reap that harvest.
That's right.
We put the sickle in, which we'll find out later on this week, that the sickle really is our mouth. We reap with the words
That's
of
right.
our mouths because the harvest is come.
Praise God.
So we need to understand that reaping is not automatic. It doesn't jump from the field into the barn by itself. Mm-hmm. We are responsible for reaping the harvest, and we have to reap that harvest with our faith. And what Brother Copeland wrote here, I want to read this to you.
You know, this is interesting to think about. I think I mentioned this yesterday, but talking about Pop's peaches.
Right.
Those peaches, if they're not picked, they rot, and then they fall off, and they disintegrate back into the ground.
You know, I just can't see Pop sitting on the porch.
He would never allow that.
And I can picture that porch of that house.
Yeah.
I can't see him sitting there rocking in a chair
while his peaches are rotted,
dropping and rotting off the tree.
That's
No. There's an urgency connected with harvesting.
Yeah, a time.
There really is a time, a countdown. There is a anticipation, there's a joy, there is excitement. You're watching everything. You're watching the weather. You're watching over that. I'm sure that he was watching over those peaches because, as I understand it now, those peaches were his livelihood.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he was depending on that crop to be able to produce what he needed. So
they were my livelihood, too. I got paid 50 cents an hour.
Didn't you get a raise, though, to a dollar?
Maybe later, but not at first.
So you were there.
I was there,
You were there, and Terry and I were talking about this last night about Pop's peaches. Pop is her grandfather, and
he was a good one, too.
His peach trees were not just, they were over there by where the prayer cabin is on that land.
Yeah.
But then she reminded me, she thought she remembered that the peach trees were also across the street
there
from the house.
There were some across the street.
Uh-huh. In that land that's over there. There were peach trees all over the place.
Peaches. You talk about good. They were delicious.
And the fruit of that tree. And this is what we're talking about. Pop knew the essentials of a great harvest.
See, and he'd get so many bushels a year, which would be his income. But if he hadn't sown,
if he hadn't begun by
there
sowing,
wouldn't even
there
be
wouldn't
one
be
bushel.
There. And if he hadn't reaped,
had picked them, they'd have rotted in the field.
Don't you think Mom would have had a fit?
Ooh, Mama never put up with that. Oh, Mama.
So we sow the seed, we reap the harvest.
Yeah, we
have to reap.
We have to sow, we have to reap.
And Brother Copeland said this in that Faith to Faith, July the 9th. He said this, Jesus compared the kingdom of God with the planting of seed and reaping the harvest. He said it's a simple concept, one that all of us understand. But you know something, Gloria? It wasn't until Brother Keith brought that out in 1999 when the Lord said to us, He was grieved and bothered that we were not reaping. Mm-hmm. We were sowing, but we were not reaping. And the Lord said, that is ignorance and confusion
that's
for people
it.
To think
ignorance.
That we they just, can just sit there yeah. and it's going to come on yeah. them. He that's challenged right. us that day with the word, I challenge you
good,
to
George.
Be a good reaper and to declare, I'm getting really good at reaping.
I'm getting really good at reaping. Glory to God.
And Gloria, we've done that. And Brother Copeland said here, why then aren't all of us producing bumper crops every season? Because we are sitting around waiting for God to do all of the work. He doesn't operate that way. He'll work with you. Jesus is the Lord of the harvest.
Harvest.
You know, that just, I've heard that phrase before, but it really hadn't been until the last few days, actually, that the reality of Jesus being the Lord of my harvest. It's not just the harvest of souls. It's the harvest of everything. He is the Lord of my harvest.
Amen.
And that's why Brother Copeland writes, He'll work with you, but He won't do it all. There are some essential things you must do by faith if you want to have a crop to reap at harvest time.
Amen.
So yesterday we talked about the first one, essential number one. You have to expect your seed to grow.
That's right.
There are two.
That would be faith.
That would be faith. There are Believe. Too many people, Gloria, that sow a seed and then you hear them saying, how come it's not working for
yeah,
me?
Yeah, or many sow that don't even expect to reap.
Or don't
they
expect to reap.
They haven't heard the word concerning
That's right.
sowing and
That's right.
reaping.
That's Believe. Why with some of them, when the plate is passed in church on Sunday, just, you know, pocket change
yeah,
offering.
I remember those days.
Pocket change
in
offering.
The church when I was little
or maybe
girl.
Pull out a few dollar bills. There's no revelation. There's no revelation.
There's no revelation.
Of sowing seed. Ooh, something just jumped into my
there
heart.
There was no revelation of increase.
No That's revelation of it. Increase from the sowing of seed. And listen to this. Let me just read this to you, Gloria. This jumped into my heart just now. In Genesis chapter 1, listen to this. In verse 28, and God blessed them. And He said to them, be fruitful. We are
Increase.
Supposed to be fruitful and multiply
Praise
and replenish
God.
The earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air. You know, I was thinking about that dominion over the fish of the sea. Do you remember when Jesus used Peter's ship to preach from?
Mm-hmm.
And then He said, throw out the nets. Peter threw out the net. And I was thinking about that the other day, and I was thinking about having dominion over the fish of the sea. And I thought about this. I've been to Israel with Billy a number of times now, 4 or 5 times with Billy on her trips. And every time we go to Israel, we go to the Galilee,
mm-hmm.
Sea of Galilee.
Yeah.
And we'll go on that boat, we'll go on that ship, and we'll go out there and we'll minister and preach and so forth. But I was thinking about the fish that came. Jesus had dominion over the fish.
Fish of the sea.
Every fish in the Sea of Galilee came to that boat.
Praise God.
Every fish.
every fish.
That's why it took those boats to fill, and they were sinking.
Boat
anyway.
Sink, what is it they say, a boat? Boat sinking something.
But what? I know.
What is the word?
Boat sinking.
Yeah, well, we'll think of
Kenneth
it.
Will call us here in a little bit, and he'll tell us what it is. Laura Roberts used to say that.
A big boat full of fish. That's it.
That have dominion over the fish of the sea, over every living creature that moves upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which the fruit of the tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat.
It shall.
Seed is our provision.
That's right.
Our provision is wrapped up in our seed. And we have to sow that seed with an expectation. I'm expecting harvest.
Yeah.
I'm expecting harvest.
Yeah. You have to sow in faith.
We have to sow in faith. So one of the three harvest essentials is expect your seed to grow. Expect it. Gloria and I...
Harvest it. You have to harvest it. Call it in.
Terry and I have seed in the ground.
Amen.
Our church has seed in the ground.
Yes, that's right.
In 2013, our church sowed in excess of $1 million. First time. First time our church has ever done that.
Praise God.
And don't you know it, I'm expecting harvest.
Don't you know it?
I'm calling in the hundredfold return. Don't you know it, I have an expectation.
Praise God.
A divine expectation. And I'm believing for it. And I'm standing on the word in Luke 6:38. Give and it will be given to you.
And you're leading the congregation in expecting that.
Expectation. I'm
Glory
expecting...
to God.
Say this after me. I am.
Expecting.
My greatest blessing ever.
My greatest blessing ever.
My greatest harvest ever.
My greatest harvest ever.
Today.
Because great grace.
Is upon us all. Now, Gloria, that came from that word that Kenneth delivered from 2013.
Great grace.
Where he said, stay where you are, stay steady. Why? Your greatest blessing ever is at hand.
Great grace, great favor.
I'm expecting bumper crops. I'm expecting over the top. I'm expecting it to be so huge that we're going to have to move out what we've had in store to put in the new that's coming in.
Yeah.
It's that huge, the time of the over and above.
Overflow
harvest is here, but you have to expect it.
That's right. And you have to harvest it.
Have to harvest it.
With your words, with your faith, which is your expectation, and your words. You harvest. You get it in from the field. Glory
Faith
to
expects
God.
It.
Hallelujah.
But
that's good, George.
You really have
I
to
got
expect
it.
Your seed to grow.
Yeah.
Every time you give in church,
that's
every
right.
time you give into a ministry, every
that's
time
right.
you sow that seed, you have to have such a burning, earnest,
red-hot
expectation on the inside. Yeah. It's harvest time!
You sow in faith and you reap in faith.
Glory
to God.
Praise
good,
God.
Good. That's good.
One of the scriptures.
I have written down here, I am really good at reaping.
That's it, Gloria.
That's my confession.
You got it. I am really good at reaping.
Yeah, I'm a reaper. I'm a sower and a reaper.
And a reaper.
Ooh, that's
Psalm
good,
65,
George.
11,
you stirred us up.
It says, you crown the year with a bountiful harvest. Even the hard pathways overflow with abundance.
Man, even in the hard situation,
even in the hard
we
spot,
we overflow. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
The second essential here in the last 3 minutes, thank you, of this broadcast, essential number two, you have to water your seed. And let's turn quickly over to Psalm 67. Let's go to Psalm 67. In Psalm 67, Brother Copeland said this, water it every day with praise. Water it with the spiritual water of the Word. Mm-hmm. The Word contains life, and those seed promises can't grow without it. So you have to water the seed. We expect it to grow.
My words are spirit, and they are life.
That's right. They're spirit, they're life, and they will bring life to our crop.
Amen. That's right, George.
So we water it in the same way that
Praise
Pop made sure that those trees were watered. My grandfather in his garden made sure that that garden was watered. He had a hose that stretched all the way from the house, and the garden was quite a distance from the house. He just kept hooking up hoses, one to the other, keep that garden watered. Well, we have to keep our garden watered.
Water with the Word, the washing of water by the Word. So the water, the watering in faith comes from the Word of God, saying it, believing it, reading it, believing it, saying it, water, 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 water.
That's it.
That's also where
That's it.
Faith comes from.
That's it. You can also create a dust bowl by your own words.
Well, yeah.
I guess
famine.
It's not working.
You
a famine.
Speak famine.
Yeah, I guess it's not working. I guess it's not producing. No, we have to continually water it
right.
with the Word
the
and what Brother Copeland
water
said.
By the Word, the Scriptures.
With praise. Let's look at this last Scripture, Gloria. Wow. Psalm 67, 5 and 6, page 2 there. It says,
okay.
Let the people praise Thee, O God. Let the people praise Thee. Then the earth shall yield her increase.
Now there's your secret
Woo!
Right there. There's
and God, even our God, shall bless us. We've got to note Ooh. The connection
That's
between praise and yeah. harvest. Praise is like Miracle-Gro.
That's true. Only
and
there.
it moves things along. And listen to this. The depth of your praise will determine the magnitude of your harvest.
So after you pray and you release your faith on the Word of God,
yep.
then you're going to praise the Lord every day for my harvest.
Father, I just want to thank you right now for the harvest that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We've sown seed in faith.
Yes, we have.
And Lord, we are reaping
we
and
are
harvest,
reapers.
And we praise you, Father. It's growing.
Reapers.
It's growing.
Glory
it's producing. I'll tell you something, Gloria, before
Thank
we go off
Father.
Here. I'll tell you something that I do every day. The Lord spoke a word to me some months ago and said, believe me for $10 million right now for the church. And Praise so every day, I'm just praising God. We have $10 million.
Yes.
Over and above our regular offerings and income, $10 million. I'm calling it in.
Call it in.
And I'm praising God for it. And I receive it. I believe it. I have it. I take it. I
yeah.
praise God
Amen.
For it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And what I just did, Gloria, is I just demonstrated exactly what Terry and I do at home.
Amen.
We expect our seed to grow and we water it. Every
Praise
day.
God. And it works. Hallelujah. George and I will be right back.
It's always good for a believer to sow time, energy, and resources. That's how we make the kingdom of God grow. When the harvest is ready, it's your right to reap. Unfortunately, misinformation, misunderstanding, and mistakes cause lots of believers to miss their opportunity to collect the benefits that are rightly theirs. The How to Reap Your Harvest package with Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons was created to help you grab hold of your harvest. The package features the How to Reap Your Harvest BVOV broadcast, companion study notes booklet, and Kenneth Copeland's book, Blessed to Be a Blessing, a road-tested how-to guide that defines your role to receive the blessing. Combined, these resources provide the insights you need to help bring in your harvest. Learn the rules of reaping. God created mankind to be harvesters. The How to Reap Your Harvest package helps you understand exactly how to realize that reality in your life today.
Learn the rules of reaping. Order the How to Reap Your Harvest package for the special price of $29.99 and enjoy a savings of 27%. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call toll-free 800-600-7395. Set your heart and soul on the goal of reaping your harvest. Discover the missing link between your sowing and your reaping. Order your package today. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
Don't miss any of the broadcasts. We're learning how to reap our harvest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God's teaching us day by day. He wants us to reap our harvest. Today's offer will help you live in God's abundance. George, share about the package.
Gloria, there's just something that happened in between here that when we went to the break that is included in this offer. All of the notes of what we're talking about here are captured in this offer, How to Reap Your Harvest. all the outlines, plus other materials
that
we've added to it that were not on the broadcast, as well as the DVDs or the CDs. And I'll give them an example of something that will appear in this, something that Gloria just said. Listen to this. Where we're talking about reaping the harvest. She said, you sow with the word, you reap with the word, you add your words of faith to His word of faith, to the seed, until the manifestation is there, the manifestation of the fruit, the car, the house, the healing, the deliverance, the family peace, the love, whatever it is. And that's the reason we're literally capturing these thoughts.
Praise God.
So that, I mean, this broadcast goes by so quickly, but I want to capture these, log them, document them, so that you can go back and read them over and meditate on them.
I'm going to take this myself.
That is what this is all about, as well as Brother Copeland's book, Blessed to be a Blessing. This will change your life.
Amen, amen, amen.
Praise God.
Order your package today. Don't let it go by. Go to kcm.org and get in it. Begin to say it. George and I have experienced this in our family, and thousands of other people that have gotten on the Word of God have had blessing manifest in our lives. Regardless of the ups and downs of the economy, God always works miracles. Hallelujah. The Southwest Believers Convention, our hometown meeting, June the 30th through July the 5th, Fort Worth, Texas. You need to come. Take your vacation and get in the Word, and it'll change your whole year. Hallelujah. It'll be a life-changing experience because of the Word of God. Great Word brings great faith. Hallelujah. And God daily loadeth us with blessings. 6 days and nights in the Word of God will build your faith enormously. God's Word will make you wiser and stronger. We have children's services and youth services. It'll be a blessing to your children, your grandchildren. It's a free event. Bring the whole family. Go to kcm.org for more information. Tomorrow we will be studying the third essential for a great harvest. Don't miss it. This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a special gift for you. Go to kcm.org/TV special to receive Gloria Copeland's book, No Deposit, No Return, as a mini book or a digital download. Learn how to make heavenly deposits so you can have God's Word on hand for immediate withdrawal. For the mini book, one per household, please. Offer good for 30 days.
Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Unless seed and soil come together, no tomato. But when seed and soil do come together, there's tomato, there's apple, there's orange, there's
whatever
banana,
you planted.
Whatever it is that you sow for, it's there.